Let me help answer your question, Judah. We have no program. NANA is not doing anything. We've done everything we're going to do. We've been, every time we have a problem, that's what we've been doing, sticking our hand out. Mine's even green. Playing with mine. That's all we do. Gimme, gimme, gimme. Somebody else comes. And they never work. So this time we're saying, here's the problem. We think we know what it is. There's the values that have to be taught. And this didn't come from us. We didn't make that list. We helped put it together, but it's the same thing that all the old people have been talking about. You know, when you go over these things, no matter how you think about those things, and the way you think about each one of those might be different than the way I think about it, but they feel right. They feel right if you just look at them and try to think, what does that mean to me? And you'll know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with anything there. Not a thing. And it's not even maybe everything. There might be a lot more things that are important to you. That's a start. That's all we're saying here. There it is. What do you think? Are we right or are we wrong? And if we're right, are you going to do something about it? You, not us. After you start doing something, then we'll figure out how to support you. Because there's things we can do. But the schools can't do it. They can't do it. All the schools can do is help support that. That's all they can do. Just like the churches can support that. It's the same way the other way around. Learning English. Got to support it in the home. Otherwise, they don't learn very well. In your back. Got to be learned in the home and supported in the school. We got to get that whole system working for us. Whole educational system. Home, village, church, school, all of them working. Two of them are not working now. Home and the village are not working. So the whole system isn't working for us. Our kids are not learning enough.
But the ones that children and the parents are non-speaking speakers of the Inupiaq language, how will we help them?
Well, that's the thing, that we still have the teachers with us still today. We have our elders here. They are complete Inupiaq. They're a whole, in a sense. They're still with us. And that's the thing that you have to identify. If you identify problems like that, then there's also answers within those problems if we only come out with them. If these elders are willing to take that role, if you're also, as a parent, willing to take that role, the ones that know how to speak the language, that also know some of the cultural things of the family, develop individual identity and self-esteem. That's a very important thing. Teach human Inupiaq values. Those are very important that not all of us know, but there are certainly some that are present with us that are here, that are not teaching them. See, all those, we all have to work together. And not unless we cooperate, it's none of this is going to work. Maybe some of the families will come out okay, but not all of the families. But once everybody begin to cooperate, even those ones that don't speak the language will begin to speak the language and understand what they're talking about, because they'll be going to school to ones that already know.
But even if they teach these values in English, what they can, you know, they can't teach the knowledge of the Inupiaq language, that's obvious if they can't speak it. But the rest of it, the people will still be better off. We won't lose our language because there'll be enough people to do it. But some people, how about me? It's going to be hard for me to learn to speak it. I can understand it because that's all I learned was how to understand it from my grandma. I didn't learn to speak it because my parents wouldn't speak it to me. So I never learned how to speak. Well, I'm going to try one of these days if I can ever find time. But even if I didn't, it's not going to hurt any. As long as I try to learn these and pass them on too, even if it's in English.
Yeah, the incentive right here has to be someplace. It has to begin someplace, whether we're parents find this important to teach to our children. That incentive has to begin somewhere. Somebody has to have the incentive to teach it to somebody. And also, we have to have something to motivate others. And that's the thing that is lacking right now, even if you leave everything to the school. It certainly won't teach incentive or motivation to teach the language or why it should be taught in the same manner that once you understand all these things, that could make you a better person. Also, you know, the length of time that the language has been with us, known along me in the school system knows that. It's few. And it's also up to us to pass it on to our children. If we don't, then it'll die out. It is dying out.
Another thing too is look at how many people are here. When we still had that $200 hanging up here, nobody won it yet. We had no room. As soon as we pass out that $200, everybody go. Be the same thing here. How many people are going to want to do this? It's going to be hard. You have to say, it's good for us, we need to do it, I'm going to try. It's not going to be as hard as going to church and becoming a Christian, but it's still going to be hard because we're not used to helping ourselves anymore. We're used to the Nalomis helping us all the time. We can't do nothing for ourselves anymore. It's younger people. It's going to be real hard. And some of them are not going to do it, ever. Don't worry about them. They'll die. They've been dying already. So we lose a few more. You know, that's the way it goes. Not everybody's going to. But if we get enough, if enough of you are interested, and we start this, it'll never die. And a few more will come in, and pretty soon we'll have a better place. Look, better people.
Try to keep
light over
me, my boy,
they
all
or
nothing.
We'll get them tomorrow. Some of them. You want to talk to them and all of the hard work? What? Especially with all of them, but from what? Come on up, now you pay the out in the tick, and you want to allow me to put my car on the car road, finding you in the nick.
Roland. Actually, you know, you're really lucky that some of us are the way we are. You know, because. Our people were too nice to fight with the Nalomi, see? Some of us had to become like them to fight for the land, see? Because not many of our people were going to say, no, you Nalomi, you're wrong, you can't take my land. Because our people are too nice, we're respectful. So, in some ways, maybe we were better off that some of us are maybe one-tenth maybe, or 1/20th of what some of the older people are. But about a year ago, we went to Greenland, a bunch of us. And, well, those in your paths over there, well, they've been dealing with the Nalomi for 1,000 years when the first Nalomis came to southern Greenland. The Vikings. And we've only been dealing with them for 100 years. Well, over in Greenland, those people are Inupiat.
I mean, they look like Nalomi. I mean, you know, our Inupiat leader is, he's even, they're Danish over there. They're, you know, the Danish people control them like the Americans have us now, right? But our Inupiat leader, he's even got a Danish name, Hans Avia Rosing. And he's a Nalaomi who's about, I mean, Inupiat, who looks like a Nalaomi, he's about that tall, he's blonde, and he's got a big beard, but he's Inupiat, you know, in his mind and in here. And they speak and they write their language, and they've been doing that for a long, you know, as long as they've been, well, they started learning to write it, I guess, 100 years ago or more. And there's no reason, but they speak Inupiat, they speak Danish, they speak French, they speak English, because they go to Europe all the time. They don't fly south, they go east to Paris and Copenhagen and London, and, you know. They're Inupiat. And, but somehow, somebody, they started teaching us up here to not like ourselves. In fact, some of our people are so ashamed, they won't even try to Inupiat. And if we try to Inupiat, they make fun of us. And you know, you wonder why we have all these problems, you know, wherever they were, where our people were committing suicides, they're having accidents, they're drinking, they're hurting their body, they're hurting their mind. They don't like themselves very much. They don't care what happens to their body. And so when we started coming up with all this, it came out like a little bit like religion, which scared people, because we were talking about spirit. We're talking about the Inupiat spirit, it's inside. You know, and we knew that if we're going to survive, we have to believe, we have to think about it, we have to practice it, and we have to limit these things that we talk about. And the truth is that, you know, we have some Nalavmis who are, they're in bad shape, some of them. I mean, real bad shape. And when you travel in the States, you know, we go to New York and Washington, and they got people standing around there practically talking to themselves. You know, I mean, they're lost. You know, their family structure is falling apart. You know, they're more dependent. You know, and what they're lacking. They got no past. They don't know where they come from. Their grandfathers, great-grandfathers, they're nowhere around. So they got no home. Their body and their soul has got no home. And we all know that once you're a no-ta-me, you're always a no-ta-me, no matter where you're at, because that's where your spirit is. And the Nalaomi, they got no identity. So the way we get a lot of worth out of our Nalaomis that work for us is we give them an identity. Kinya uwanga, who am I? Well, they're a Nana person, and they give us everything they got, because they know that we're trying to survive. We're trying to keep our people alive. They're not doing it just for money. They're doing it for love. They want to belong to something. And that's the kind of people we're looking for. Our own people. Not just in Yupat, in the Lompnes too, because they're looking for the same thing. They know they're missing it. It's gone. You know. And so that's why we want those kind of people to work in everything we do. You know? We want those same kind of people working in government. We want those same kind of people working in business. And we want those same kind of people in our educational system. Not just because it's a job. Well, we'll even take them if it's just a job, if they're good at it. But we want them to do it because of this here. They're going to help keep our people alive. And when we do business, in wherever we are, whether it's in Anchorage or Washington or Hong Kong, when we're trying to put a business together, we let those people think that they're not just doing it because we're just going to do a job for them, but they're helping us keep our people alive. It makes it easier, at least for them. They know it's not just for money. They're going to help keep us our people together.
Was a sapo di laptop kanong kasi madigay na kapsing kaya tayo nila kumarapsulit kaya nila kapsing at ang iguan nila suksayit pan wako isang matigip luwit kanong kasi sot na elik sangit kuninga nuna kemli no ta amitli kanong o kuninga di sot rin niya elik sangit ukake na yarik si ulaku kakana opta lanwa semua ikan orang ini sudah laksi di mana yang pun belakang kanok le mako ulu kating mako di sewa praksor tersemen alun kisi teach human and impact values develop identity develop incentive and motivation develop use of impact language preserve impact cultural heritage teach traditional jobs and skills amat kununa kamera inupan ilit kosing program maksudnya utap kununga ukununga kangi kagayak tut kununga ilisat aglan wak manu nak kami olam ni luksor kanok liwa tap kununga kanok liwa tap ko isol tinayak na kosing itna ismaksak tulusi itna kop dawa pinyak na sud itna odiksak sitnik sabah kagayak tusi bunipan orang ni suka yang apa sih? Semua ublakun ablak ini ko jamit ablak tonik katim mati nyasa tak pun nge katim mati kapit ni ablak bin mulia si tak makan utar kanok pokak piyau ting kanok li kayu dina elik sakti kanok li tak pun nge ini sahak na elik sakti muka lu yip siya si utok kengang rosilo utok rosilo kanok li tap kuningan dapat cinya elik saksi nak kan aku jadi sorok cinya elik saksi ukap dia aku tiga naya saksi nak kemi kan aku sini kau ulang ni yusi nak kan sini nak pay yusi nama tu ni sorok cinya yang saksi nak kan nolik si response pun guna yang pas sini nolik sen gua ukap dia kaya tu semua yang penting.
What you got planned for tomorrow night? Yeah, we'll present tomorrow night. Hopefully, we'll present.
What time?
If everybody can come up with some kind of programs, then we'll try to put all the programs from our back together by tomorrow
evening.
What time?
Not for most of us, all right. It's agreeable to everybody.
Right after dark.
still dark by that time. We won't have lights on.
School will be the only one that has lights, I guess.
Yeah. tennis usually.
Yeah, tennis usually time if we any place in the community we could use to meet. Daytime, so hopefully we won't need lights.
But yeah, it started to rain.
It got heat.
Well, the heat should be on, I guess.
Who's in charge of it?
I don't know, maybe I have a booth.
Could somebody check and get it open, make sure we can use it?
Yeah.
What other place, if we can't use that, can we use? Who do we see? Who do we have to see about the armory if we could use the armory?
Eugene.
Is he around town?
Yeah, he came back tonight.
They got Nita. They keep eating at her. Don't they have a well smoker too?
Yeah, if we can use the armory, maybe that would even be better. But to say that, the armory, you can't get out of the
food. What
time
do?
More
light over there. What time do?
More light over there. 10 o'clock? Is 10 o'clock okay? Yeah, okay, we'll try to get together at 10 o'clock over at the armory. I see program Ali and Nita
electricity.
Elders conference.
Separate or be separate or
yeah. No, should we record the next dog in the